Chapter 1 of Son of Tarzan. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Ralph Snelson. Son of Tarzan by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Chapter 1. The longboat of the Marjorie W. was floating down the broad Ugambi with ebb tide and current. Her crew were lazily enjoying this respite from the arduous labor of rowing upstream. 3 miles below them lay the Marjorie W. herself, quite ready to sail so soon as they should have clambered aboard and swung the longboat to its davits. Presently the attention of every man was drawn from his dreaming or his gossiping to the northern bank of the river. There, screaming at them in a cracked falsetto, and with skinny arms outstretched, stood a strange apparition of a man.
"What the hell!" ejaculated one of the crew.
"A white man!" muttered the mate, and then, "Man the oars, boys, and we'll just pull over and see what he wants." When they came close to the shore, they saw an emaciated creature with scant white locks tangled and matted. The thin, bent body was naked but for a loin-cloth. Tears were rolling down the sunken pock-marked cheeks. The man jabbered at them in a strange tongue.
"Rooshan?" hazarded the mate. "Savvy English?" he called to the man.
He did, and in that tongue, brokenly and haltingly, as though it had been many years since he had used it, he begged them to take him with them away from this awful country. Once on board the Marjorie W., the stranger told his rescuers a pitiful tale of privation, hardships and torture, extending over a period of 10 years. How he happened to have come to Africa he did not tell them, leaving them to assume he had forgotten the incidents of his life prior to the frightful ordeals that had wrecked him mentally and physically. He did not even tell them his true name, and so they knew him only as Michael Sabrov. Nor was there any resemblance between this sorry wreck and the virile though unprincipled Alex Paulvitch of old. It had been 10 years since the Russian had escaped the fate of his friend, the arch-fiend Rokoff, and not once but many times during those 10 years had Paulvitch cursed the fate that had given to Nicholas Rokoff death and immunity from suffering, while it had meted to him the hideous terrors of an existence infinitely worse than death, that persistently refused to claim him. Paulvitch had taken to the jungle when he had seen the beasts of Tarzan and their savage lord swarm the deck of the Kincaid, and in his
sample complete. Ready to continue?